This is Walk Good, African and Caribbean folk tales retold by storyteller Keisha Christie. Join us as we share stories passed down from generation to generation. Gather your family and your friends, reminisce about the old days, learn something new, and most of all, walk good. Welcome to this episode of Walk Good. I'm your storyteller, Keisha Christie, and in this episode, we are taking a little bit of a detour. As you know, this is the month of October where we celebrate Thanksgiving in Canada, and some celebrate Halloween. Well, I can confidently tell you that in Caribbean countries, Halloween is not a thing. But that does not mean that we don't have our own superstitions and things that go bump in the night. So over the next few weeks, we will be dabbling in Caribbean folklore and visiting some characters that will make you question the things that you believe. So let's head out to Trinidad and Tobago, where we will be sharing the legend of La Jablesse. La Jablesse, which translates to the Devil Woman in French, is a malevolent and supernatural entity, often depicted as a beautiful woman who conceals her true nature. Let's get into this. The legend states that La Jablesse is said to roam the countryside, particularly near crossroads and lonely pathways. She appears to unsuspecting travelers, often in the form of an attractive woman, wearing a wide-brimmed hat and dressed in elegant clothing that conceals her foot. Her beauty is beyond words, and she uses it to lure men. Men, when they encounter La Jablesse, they are immediately entranced by her beauty and her charm. She has a way of leading them deeper into the forest or the wilderness, always maintaining a distance and keeping her face partially hidden. As men follow her deeper and deeper, they become disoriented and confused and unable to resist her allure. Eventually, when the man is completely under La Jablesse's spell, she reveals her true form, showing her foot. At this point, when the man will realize that he is in grave danger, but there's nothing he can do. After all, he has no idea where he is or how to get back to the road that he took or thought he took. At that moment, in that gravest of moments, La Jablesse disappears into the darkness, leaving the man lost, terrified, and vulnerable. There are many, many versions of La Jablesse, and it's believed to be a curse that is passed down through generations of women in a family. And her malevolence is linked to revenge or punishment. The legend of La Jablesse serves as a cautionary tale, warning against the dangers of succumbing to superficial attractions and making hasty decisions. It emphasizes the importance of cautiousness when you're traveling in unfamiliar areas or isolated places, especially at night. This folklore figure and her story is deeply ingrained in the Trinidadian and Tobagoan culture, and she continues to be a prominent character in Caribbean oral traditions, often used to explain mysterious disappearances or strange occurrences in the countryside. So, I beg, be careful at night. Join us next week as we have new stories to share with you. If you haven't already, follow us on our socials so that you can find out what's happening in between episodes. There is lots going on. You can find us on Instagram at Talking, T-A-L-K-I-N _tales, T-A-L-E-S. You can also find us on Facebook at talkingtales-storytelling. We're on TikTok, and don't forget our YouTube channel under Talking, T-A-L-K-I-N, apostrophe, Tales, T-A-L-E-S. Let me tell you what is happening. Oh my goodness. The course is finally here. Anansi Spins His Web is a four-week course beginning on October the 11th. It happens Wednesday evenings from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're interested in participating in this amazing course, to find out more about Anansi, as well as hear some amazing stories, then I encourage you to go to storytellingtoronto.org. That is storytellingtoronto.org. And register for the Anansi Spins His Web course beginning on October the 11th. But I have to tell you, registration ends soon. So make your way over to the website and check it out. We invite you to like, share, and comment on this episode so that we can share more stories with you and grow our community. Till we meet again, share this story with your family and your friends, and most of all, walk good.